The Hour of Soul by Sofia Gubaidulina. The Leningrad Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by T. Minj Baju. M. Pekarsky was the solo percussionist, and L. Mikrichkian, the mezzo-soprano. It's on an Orophone disc called Leningrad 1988 Volume 6, featuring the group Colenio. You're listening to The Hour of Soul on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. I've chosen the next piece, Ellen Tafe Svillik's Concerto for Violin, Cello, and Orchestra, because it shares with the piece we just heard the fact that it is a double concerto. Gubaidulina's was for percussion and voice, and Svillik's is for violin and cello. And it is a highly expressive piece of an entirely different nature. Svillik's music is tonal and very direct, and this piece is particularly impassioned. The Concerto for Violin and Cello and Orchestra was composed in memory of the sculptor Albert Wine, a friend of the composer's. Svillik believes one task of the composer of concertos is to answer the question, why is the soloist standing in front of an orchestra? In the case of the double concerto, there are two dramatic situations on the stage, the relationship between soloists and orchestra, and the relationship between one soloist and the other. It is like having a play within a play, a pas de deux within a larger ensemble. The concerto is in two extended movements, both employing related expansive themes in a mixture of speeds and moods. The first begins lyrically, becomes agitated, then returns to a quiet close. The second movement is just the reverse, fast, slow, fast. It is performed here with Jaime Laredo violin and Sharon Robinson cello with the Louisville Orchestra conducted by Lawrence Layton Smith.